Good morning, friends. How are you? I hope you're all well. I'm back from 2 weeks in Mexico, 15 nights to be precise. And I'm trying to get back into the swing of things with my working life, but had a really good time in Mexico, but started falling sick on the last day I was there. Just like a cold or something, which is weird because it was like really, really hot. Every day we were there, and anyway, woke up the last morning of the trip, got that like, you know, that like tickle in your throat that tells you you're coming down with like a cold or something. Got worse throughout the day, and then was stuck on a 10.5 hour flight, just feeling really unwell. By the time I actually got home and got in the door, I was like feeling terrible. And it's taken a few days to shake it off, so I've had a slow start to my working life, but reintroduction to my working life. But I had a great time in Mexico. Not everywhere I went was perfect. I went with a friend. We went to Oaxaca City, which was really cool. Loved it. Went to the coast, to Puerto Escondido for 3 nights, which was less good. Sort of found a cool area on the last night we were there, but it was a bit like too late to kind of like fully rescue the time in the city. Then went to Holbosch, which was like heaven. Holbosch was like one of the coolest beaches I've ever been to. It was so cool, so nice. And then went to Tulum, which was just awful. I really didn't like Tulum, so it was like all ups and downs. Had fun everywhere we went. I don't want to make it sound like it was a bad trip. It wasn't. It was like really cool. Like it was a great holiday. Had a great time everywhere we went. But like some places you go and you can just naturally, organically have a good time because that's the nature of the place. Other places like Tulum, it was just a bit like everything's so insanely expensive. It takes ages to get anywhere. Getting around is time consuming and expensive. It's really fucking hot. As we left Holbosch to go to Tulum, we got rained on and all of the stuff in our bags got wet. And we got to Tulum and I asked the hotel if they have a laundry service so I could like get my clothes cleaned and dried. And they were like, no, there's no laundry service anywhere in the beach area. Because unbeknownst to me, they don't have fresh water coming out the tap. It's like salt water, so they can't wash your clothes. And the room and the environment was like so damp on the beach. I guess it was just like the start of like the rainy season. It rained a little bit while we were there, but it was like quite windy as opposed to Holbosch and everywhere else, which was like just really hot and very still and perfect. The beach was great, but yeah, it was so humid and damp the whole time we were there that basically like all of our clothes were wet before we arrived in Tulum, and after 4 nights of being there, everything was still wet. So it was like, felt really gross. On top of being absurdly expensive, like more expensive than London. And it was a bit difficult to have a good time. We still did, but like just had to wake up every morning and be like, okay, how are we gonna have a good time today getting our wet clothes back on and getting out there again? But other places were really fucking cool. Holbosch was perfection. I think Holbosch was probably like Tulum would have been 15 years ago. Before it got hyper expensive and kind of ruined by influences and all this kind of stuff. And Oaxaca City was like really cool, more like real Mexico type stuff. Got to see like a Mexican wedding in the big cathedral there with all these like huge kind of like papier-mâché puppets and people dancing and like a mariachi band out the front and like all this kind of stuff. It was wild. It was really cool. Went swimming with whale sharks. That was cool. I mean, that was like a difficult day, actually. It was cool, but it was a difficult day. Basically, like, agreed to go on this boat tour. It was like 8 hours on a boat, just like riding way out to sea and back. And like the sun was like fucking beating down and there was not a lot of shade on this boat. It was like brutal. I had a big hat, so I was kind of okay. But yeah, like 8 hours on a boat to get out to this like patch in the sea where there's these whale sharks swimming around. And I felt a bit bad when I was there. There were so many tourist boats there that you only got to jump in the water with them twice for like a quick swim. Like it was not more than like 90 minutes in the water with the whale sharks. So like 8 hours on a boat for 90 seconds. 8 hours on a boat for 90 seconds with a whale shark is like not a good return on your time invested. But it was like a pretty magical 90 seconds. One of these things where it's like, if I knew that it was going to be like that, I probably wouldn't have done it. But having just actually just gotten it out the way and done it anyway, I'm glad I did it. So that was really cool. You know, went to like some Mayan ruins, the ruins at Tulum, at Chichen Itza. Went swimming in loads of cenotes around Tulum, which, if you're not familiar, are these like naturally forming holes or like pits that develop in the limestone around the region. And they create these like kind of underground swimming holes that you can like jump down into, climb down into. Some of them are like massive. And you go underground and swimming in this like fresh water things with, and you get these like little tropical fish swimming around, birdies like flying in and out of the caves. They were like really cool, really magical. And yeah, I just ate like loads of cool food, really tasty stuff, drank lots of tasty things, bought like a bunch of local handcraft items. I wanted to get more textiles like rugs and blankets and stuff like that. But weirdly, like, you know, Mexico is kind of famous for that kind of stuff, but I just didn't really see the right ones. But bought some little pieces of artwork, like sculpture type things, some pottery and stuff like that. And just basically like was swimming in some kind of body of water every day, whether it was a cenote or a pool or the sea. And just, yeah, had a really nice time. Managed to come home with a really good tan. Which I'm not normally a tan person. I normally just like burn and then go back to being like pale. But I seem to have actually picked up a tan, which has lasted at least a week, almost a week. It's been almost a week since I got back and I've still got a tan. So that's kind of nice. Yeah, just a, like a really, really, really nice time. But now I'm back to life, back to reality, and sort of like trying to get back in the zone. Which is always difficult after a trip away. This is not like having a real job where you just like have to be there at a certain time and you just have to get your shit together. Because I'm like self-employed, I have to be self-motivated, and that's really difficult after you've just taken 2 weeks off to go sit in the sunshine. But I'm getting there. I've been writing scripts all week. I've edited a couple of audios. The degree to which I don't have my shit together is that I sat down this morning and spent 90 minutes editing an audio for Quinn. And then when I went to save it, I was like, that's weird. I've already got an audio with that same name saved. And then I realized I had already edited it before I went to Mexico and completely forgotten about it. So it was 90 minutes of wasted work this morning on a day when I'm like actually quite busy. So that's made me want to kill myself just a little bit. Not literally. Don't take that literally. But yeah, I'm getting back on track. Doing my singing practice, had a singing lesson this week. I'm out of the practice of that as well, so I'm like trying to get back into the zone. What else has been going on? You know, like it's also summer here as well, so the weather's like pretty good here in the UK for some days. I've got family coming to visit next week. I've got friends in town next weekend as well, so things are going to be quite busy with all that kind of stuff, which is cool. That'll all be really fun. And today, I think it was like the summer solstice yesterday, which always comes around so quickly. It's kind of a bummer to think it's going to start getting dark again as of now. But tonight, I'm going to upload this tomorrow, so that technically it'll be yesterday. Going to this like, I don't know, like summer solstice, like dance thing, everyone just, I have no idea what to expect. A friend has invited me along and I think it's like quite a hippie-ish kind of like, you know, summer solstice, you know, dance out the pagan vibes, just, you know, celebrate mid-year. That should be pretty fun. Well, hopefully it was pretty fun. It will have been yesterday by the time you hear this. Yeah, I guess what else have I got going on? I don't know, just, yeah, I've had like quite a busy year with like travel and stuff so far. And now I'm sort of trying to look at some, like not really going anywhere. I've got a few more trips away just for like, you know, weekends and two or three nights at a time kind of thing, but nothing major. Just looking at kind of sitting still for a while and working, trying to catch up and push my schedule ahead. I think I've mentioned before how my goal at the moment is to try and like create several months of work ahead so that I'm not doing everything last minute. And I'm pretty far into that, but going away for, well, taking 3 weeks off has like set me back a little bit on it, but I'm still pretty far ahead. But yeah, I just want to have enough work lined up in the bank, ready to go at any time that I can relax and take life easy and enjoy things and not feel like I'm rushed and panicking last minute. What have I got to do today? Oh my God, like all that kind of thing. So yeah, that's what's going on with me right now. What's going on with you? How are you? Good, wonderful. Unless you've just said something really awful, in which case I probably sound quite like an arsehole, basically. Look, I'm back from this trip, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm quite, I've been quite sexually pent up, sexually frustrated. You know, the warm weather definitely has an effect on me, and it was really, really warm over there. And now I'm here today to not just talk about what I've been up to, but of course here to invite you to have some fun with me and masturbate along with me. So I've started stroking my cock right now. I want you to try and visualize me swimming on a Mexican beach. The weather is perfect, the water is warm. I turn around and look at you and invite you to get in the water with me. Or not, or you can just touch yourself while I'm touching myself and just enjoy how good it feels. I think I'm really going to edge myself a few times today before I come. One of the things about being away with a friend is that, like, you can't just stroke your dick whenever you want. So it was like really 2 weeks of not being able to do something like this, and I've sort of been just like feeling sick since I got back, so I haven't really been doing it. And I've been going out again over the last few days, and you know, like, summertime and everyone looks really fucking good. Everyone's like showing more skin and looking fucking fantastic, and I love it. It's like such a good time of year. So it feels really fucking good to just like stroke my cock now. Just let it feel good. Let it feel really fucking good. Getting my dick hard and stroking it. While you're listening to me, while you're here with me, while you're masturbating with me. Getting to talk to you and just being a fucking horny pervert instead of playing a role feels really good. Oh God. Oh, my dick is really fucking hard. It feels so good. Oh my God, it's been a while since I've had a chance to sleep with someone where I can be like a little bit rough, you know? I keep thinking about it lately. Just like, you know, being inside someone and like on top of them, my hand just like on their throat, just feeling my cock slide in and out of them. It's been like a while since I've had that. I really fucking need it. Just someone who, like, let me say, like, kind of mean things to them, you know? Nice things and then mean things and then nice things and then mean things. And just, like, I love flipping back and forth and I... The longer I go without it, it's like an itch that needs to be scratched. Just having that kind of sex, you know? Oh, God. Oh God, I'm gonna put this lube onto my cock and here, I'll let you listen. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. So hard, so fucking wet, it feels so good. Just working my cock, feeling the way my fingers slip and slide over it. Oh God, I'm gonna take myself to the edge. Okay, I want you to do it with me. I want you to take yourself to the edge with me and pull yourself back when I do it, okay? Oh, that's it. Masturbate with me. Masturbate with me. Stop, 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 stop. I mean, don't stop, just like slow down. It feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Oh God. Oh my God, it feels so good. Please masturbate with me. Fuck. Touch yourself, make it feel good. Masturbate. Fuck. Oh fuck, I almost lost it. I didn't even mean to like edge at that time. It just just got really close. Oh. Fuck. I'm gonna take it to the edge again. I'm gonna take it to the edge again, okay? Get there with me. I want you to masturbate harder with me. Let it feel good. Make it feel good. Oh fuck, close. Closer. Stop. Stop. Oh, fuck me. Fuck. Now I'm just like I'm not pumping my cock anymore. I'm just like lazily stroking it. I put so much lube all over it. It's so slippery and wet. Just like stroking my balls, stroking my shaft, and like running the fingers just around the head of it. Really fucking sensitive. Just like taking my time with it a little bit. Just stroking it again. Stroking it again. A little more. A little more. Up and down the shaft of this big hard cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my God, it feels so good. Fuck, I've really got it bad today. Fuck. And I'll let you listen to it again. Oh, yeah. Let's put more lube on it. Come on. Really fucking make it feel good. When you play along with me. When you play along with me while you touch yourself. While you make yourself feel good, just like I am. Do it with me, come on. Oh god, I think I'm gonna make myself calm this time. I need it so bad. Like, I've masturbated since I got back, but I haven't, like, really just... really, like, taken my time to enjoy it and just, like... really focus on how fucking good it feels. I want you to think about me stroking this big, hard, wet cock. I'm doing it for you, because I want you to feel fucking good as well. Masturbating together. Oh my god. I can feel it. I'm gonna come. I'm not gonna stop myself this time. Please come with me. Come with me. I want you to fucking come with me. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Come. Come. Fuck. Come. Come. Fuck, there's so much. There's so much fucking come. Yeah, really fucking good. Oh my god, I hope you came just as hard as I did. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck, there's like cum all up my chest, all over my stomach, all up my chest, all over my cock, my hand. Fuck. I tend to do this in the morning when I record, and like, I haven't had breakfast yet, and I am so fucking hungry. I've been working all morning, and just like, the hunger is at bay if I'm like, occupied and busy, but I think now that I've had an orgasm, I'm just like, really fucking hungry. I need to go make lunch and clean myself up and have a shower. Oh boy, that was great. I really needed that. Hope you had a good time too. Oh boy. Okay, let me tell you what's next in my upcoming like works before the cum dripping all over me starts to get too much. Next up, something playful after the bully series. A little bit more playful. Pestering your tall, grumpy friend until he cracks M&F versions. Then Big Brother's bestie guards your virginity. Those are both really fun ones. I'm really happy with both of those. Then Mummy's worshipping needy boy begs to fuck. And it's partner audio, Daddy's needy boy begs to be fucked. Okay, hopefully that gives you an idea. This comes like starting to drip everywhere. Okay, I gotta go. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll be back with more work, and I'll see you soon. I hope you're having a fucking great weekend. Bye.